Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What a great week for sports in Minnesota. The Gophers win Saturday, the Vikings win yesterday, and we got a couple of home openers coming up this week. The Minnesota Timberwolves Wednesday here, the Minnesota Wild, who have already won two games on the road, tomorrow night at the X. Joining us now, the head coach of the Minnesota Wild, Dean Evanson. Dean, great to visit with you this morning. Been a while since I've talked to you, but congratulations on your start.
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it. It's been great. We've played the right way so far.
Okay, so you know, I'm watching from afar mainly because it's, you know, more difficult for us to cover the team like we used to. But in general, I watch the press conferences, etc. And I see this leadership thing, which is so important in a locker room in the NHL. And I see the captain, Jared Spurgeon, and then I see Marcus Foligno and Matt Dumba, and how they're emerging as voices in that locker room. What do you want them to be, and what are they becoming? Because it looks like now that they've been given a voice either the A or the C on the sweater, it means something to them, and they are capable now that they're in their prime and mature enough to lead from that direction.
You know what, Mike? When you make the choice, obviously, as we did as an organization, to name, you know, obviously Spurgeon last year, and then Dumba and Foligno this year, you don't want them to change and do anything extra. You want them to be themselves. That's why you make that choice. That's why we make that decision. We felt and still feel, and obviously that if they are themselves, they do what they do, then they're going to lead. And that's what we saw, and that's what they've done so far here. And, you know, you're absolutely right. Leadership and team-first mentality is obviously a huge part of sports, but in the hockey world, it's great. And if you can get that, and everybody's pulling in the same direction, and following your leaders in that direction, you know, we're going to put ourselves in a good spot.
In a different sense, I mean, Joel Eriksson-Ek isn't ready maybe to carry the locker room vocally, but all of a sudden he's got Kaprizov and Zuccarello on either side, and it's his job to make them better. It looks like, and he's got a new contract as well, but it looks like he embraces that role. When you sit down with a guy like that, what do you say to him when you surround him with those two?
Mike, yeah, you've probably talked to Ek a few times. You don't say too much to Ek. Ek doesn't say too much. He just goes about his business. He like literally goes about his business, and it doesn't matter if he plays with Kirill, who's the rookie of the year, or he plays with somebody that doesn't have a goal or doesn't score goals. He's going to play the same way. He's going to play hard. He's going to play honest. He's going to play straight up. He's going to try to be physical. He's going to concentrate on the circle. He's going to be good in all zones, and that's what we asked him to do. He's going to go to the net, and one of the things offensively that he does extremely well with those guys is he goes and he plants himself in front of the net. He lets those guys do their thing. They find each other very well off of the the cycle and the ozone rotations. And Ek is committed to screening and tipping and being that net front presence. So they've been a real good line for us so far.
You had it during the preseason, and it's certainly on the road, but how do you think it'll feel tomorrow night to walk into the X with fans?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, obviously. I mean, last year we had a few fans clearly in the stands, but not like we're going to have tomorrow night and through the season. I mean, our fans are so so great and so energetic and so boisterous. We're just looking forward to coming on. I'm really looking forward to seeing the guys go out the tunnel and have that ovation and that feel and that excitement, the butterflies and all that good stuff. So looking forward to that. Hopefully we can continue to play well, obviously every chance we get, but certainly in front of our fans.
Wild head coach Dean Evason, our guest. Dean, how are you different as a head coach? You took it at a strange time as we moved into COVID and the bubble and the playoffs and Canada and all those things. And there are certain things I'm sure that you can't anticipate until you sit in the hot seat. But how are you different a couple years later as a head coach?
Well, hopefully not. Hopefully the same as we talked about with our leaders. Hopefully, I'm doing the same thing. I've been asked before, you have to change from being an assistant coach to a head coach, and I always question why. I've built relationships. You build relationships as a coach, not only as assistant coach, but a head coach. And a lot of people are like, well, now a head coach doesn't talk to the players. The assistant coaches do that. Why? You have to. This whole game is the whole world. Forget about game. I mean, it's about communicating and up front with people and building relationships to try to get the best out of them as individuals so that we can have success as a team. So I hope I haven't changed anything. I hope I'm still, the same coach, the same person. And I'm very fortunate that I believe I've got the best coaching staff in the league and get a lot of help from a lot of different areas in that department. And we are as a team in the coaching room as much as we want our group to be a team on the ice.
Dean, good luck. Thanks for joining us. I look forward to seeing you in person real soon.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.